Hey, everyone, and welcome to the Dig Your Dream podcast, the official podcast show of The Guy in the Tie. I'm your host, Ray Digney, and this is my weekly word, the small segment of the show where I try my very best to pass along some quick, cool content with the hopes of leaving you both inspired and motivated to get out there and dig your dream. What's up, guys, and welcome back to the Dig Your Dream podcast for episode number 273, the third episode back since I got back into this project a few weeks ago. The worst part about it is last week, I don't know if anybody noticed, but last week I already missed my weekly word. And just like that, in 2024, life has gotten in the way, my schedule's gotten completely out of control, and I already missed my weekly word for last week. And I'm recording this today, Friday, and I'm already behind this week. But I'm making a choice. Instead of beating myself up about it, instead of giving up on my commitment to the podcast, I'm just gonna double up. I'm just gonna do my weekly word today and share it with you. And then I'm gonna shoot one this weekend to make up for last week's missed episode. And then I will do my best to get back on track next Wednesday. It's one of those, I think, life lessons that, yes, you need to hold yourself accountable. You need to push yourself. You need to keep your commitments, absolutely. But every once in a while, you're gonna trip, you're gonna fall, you're gonna stumble, you're gonna come up short, and we have a choice to make. We can either beat ourselves up about it, completely put ourselves back down and give up, or we can just acknowledge the fact that you came up a little short, dust yourself off, and keep on moving forward. So that's exactly what we're gonna do here. So like I said, we are gonna double up on my weekly word today, one this weekend, and then we'll get back on track next week. But like I said, this is episode number 273, and actually it might be perfect timing. Many of you guys follow me on social media, and you saw that my family had the opportunity to celebrate a big day in our household. At least for me, it is a national holiday every single year, which is the birthday of our dog, my dog, Einstein. Hopefully, some of you that are watching this weekly word are dog lovers like myself. I am completely convinced that if every home, if every household in the world had a dog as part of their family, the world would be a much better place. And I feel so strongly about that because I know the impact that Einstein, our dog, has made on my life, on my family's life, the amount of joy and love that he brings inside of our walls of our home. It's almost impossible to express into words. And earlier this week, we celebrated Einstein's 10th birthday. That's right, 10. My little man is 10 years old, and it brings a smile to my face, but I'll be honest, it also brings a little bit of sadness to my heart. My little man, my buddy, my best friend, he's getting older, and it's part of life. I'm getting older, and regardless of how old you are, whoever is watching this, whether you are young or whether you are older, you're getting older. And my weekly word message this week is that time flies. Time waits for no one. My man Einstein is 10 years old, and these past 10 years have flown by in like what feels like only 10 minutes. So what I wanted to express this week as we celebrate Einstein and his 10th birthday, and where I've taken some time during my drives in the car and having a cup of coffee by myself, I've been thinking a lot about how quickly these past 10 years have gone, how fast it has flown by, and how many great memories I've made with him. But time is not stopping. It is still moving at the speed of light, especially since I feel like I'm getting older. It is going by even faster. And I just wanted to remind all of you that time waits for no one, and we are all guilty of taking time for granted. Most of us think we have unlimited time. Most of us think that we have all this time that we can just waste, that we have time that we could put things off. And I just wanted to remind you that that's just not the case, regardless of your age, even if you're still super young. We need to take more appreciation for the time that we have, because the one thing that we cannot guarantee, the one answer that we cannot really hold on to and know for sure what it is how much time we all have. Sure, we know there are 24 hours in a day, absolutely, but none of us could say how many more days that we have left. And we don't know how many more days that we have left with the people that we love, the people that we care about. So I just wanted to pass along on Einstein's 10th birthday week is for each of us to take a little bit of time and think about how much more time we should take and appreciate the people that we love, the people that we care about. We should take some time and think about, are we spending enough time on the things that we love to do, the things that make us happy? Because the reality is, time is flying by, it waits for no one, and we need to take more time and spend with the people that matter the most. We need to spend more time and do things that matter the most to us, that bring joy to our heart, that bring a smile to our face. And like I said, I'm convinced that we're all guilty of thinking that we can waste some time, that there is going to be more opportunity to visit family, to hang out with friends, to take your dog for a walk, to give your dog a hug, to work on that project that makes you happy. Let's all take the time this weekend and think about where we're putting our time. Are we wasting too much of it? Are we letting too much time pass in between phone calls and visits for the people that matter the most in our life? And as I celebrate Einstein's 10th birthday week, the more that I stare at him, the more that I love him, the more that I'm grateful for this decade that him and I have been together, rolling together and living life together. But the more that I stare at him, the more I realize that I really, 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 really have to embrace and appreciate that the time I do have left with him. And whether it is a dog that means the world to you, or a friend or a family member, I think we should all take the time and think about that a little bit more. So once again, on Einstein's 10th birthday week, just remember that time is flying by. 10 years has flown by in what feels like 10 minutes. Time doesn't wait for anyone, and we all need to take more time and spend it with the people we love and do the things that we love to do. That's all I got this week. That was my weekly word. Thanks for tuning into the Dig Your Dream podcast. Remember to go out there and spend more time with the people you love, spend more time doing the things that you love, and just enjoy the time that you have. Trust me. Peace.